on us each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1. Hey, it's Thursday at noon right now. Let's go!
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Dawn, writing for screen, in the voice of a prophet from Centennial Street. It's a disgrace, what they call a confession of the Empire State. They stay for a while. Everyone wants to see it in the usual style. The writers were clean. They wrote Black Manhattan. It's a weekender's dream.
Every time I see her, I just can't believe it happens to me every time. I think if I should tell her, any other fella might just have to make her mine. We ain't gonna know the death of that, but we just part of it all. Yeah, now I see the game would still be so much better. It's all I know. Now I'm ready to go.
Now I'm ready to go.
Computers.
Computers from the UBC bookstore are cheaper thanks to their student pricing.
This is the innovative solution to your computation necessities,
including Apple products.
Imagine the savings.
Get yours before you graduate from UBC.
When you graduate, you will no longer be able to take advantage of student pricing.
Visit them today at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard on UBC campus.
Spend the money you save on yourself. You deserve it.
Go online and search UBC Bookstore on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm the operator of my pocket calculator.
We'll be right back.
Right.
Yes.
That was Peace from their 2008 EP, Slow Children. That was the song Skipped on the Bill. Remember that. Remember Peace. Don't forget about Peace. Before that, we heard at the top, Rollmock from their EP, L'America, the song Black Manhattan. Great stuff. You can find that on Rollmock's Bandcamp, along with the song Montana, recently included on the CITR Pop Alliance compilation, Volume 2. You can get copies of that here at CITR, or you can get them on Record Store Day at record stores around town. And then after Rollmock, we heard Bare Wires from Oakland, California, from their new 7-inch Don't Ever Change, the song Ready to Go, the B-side to that single. They're going to be in town April 28th at a place called the White House. I have no idea where that is, but if you know where it is, please let me know, because I would love to see some Bare Wires. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. A special episode today, we have a caller doing for an interview. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, it's working. I didn't hang up on you by accident.
Good.
How's it going?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
So it's a pretty exciting time for you guys. You have a new album and you're releasing it. Well, it was released yesterday?
Well,
sort of.
I'm not exactly sure what the release date is exactly, but our new Peace album should be coming out pretty soon. It's called My Face. It was actually recorded nearly a year ago on Vancouver Island, so we're pretty excited to be getting it out now.
That's great. And so you, it's being released by Pop Echo, an Edmonton label?
Yeah, well, we're an Edmonton band, really.
Right.
We all grew up in Edmonton. We started playing shows in Edmonton. The singer, Dan, and I were actually in a band in grade six together called Little Red, and we did our first shows at open stage nights in Edmonton, so it made sense to go with an Edmonton label.
Yeah. And your first label, Reluctant Recordings, is sort of Edmonton, had an Edmonton connection as well.
Yeah, it's pretty much all just Edmonton.
And so you recorded it with Jordan Coop at the Noise Floor. How was it recording on Vancouver Island?
It was actually great. I think we were the first band to record there, and his goal for the studio was to set up kind of a musician's refuge on the island. And actually, having played, you know, in sort of dive bars around Hastings, and we have a jam space at Abbott and Hastings that just looks like a mental hospital and it smells like permanent urine. It was kind of nice to actually go to this pristine little town and hang out in Jordan's, like, magnificent backyard with, like, a little creek going through it and, like, trees and a fire. So, yeah, it was a great experience. And we basically spent 6 days recording and sleeping in the studio.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I would recommend it to any band.
A nice retreat. Had you had the songs for... So your first EP came out in 2008. So had you recorded these songs or had these songs for a while and then you managed to go record them? Or did you do some songwriting there or anything?
Well, we tend to write songs pretty slowly. So and then sort of record them in bursts. So the first EP was the first burst, I guess, and then we started amassing more material, and we realized it was time for an album. So that's why we went down to Ladysmith.
Right. So how would you describe this record? How is it different from Slow Children, your EP?
Well, I think it's a bit more evolved. Definitely, we're giving more prominence to our guitarist Mike's playing. We basically told him to just shred, and so hopefully that comes across well. And I think Dan's really happy with his lyrics too on this album. I discovered actually while we were recording that many of them were actually quite dark. I couldn't hear them. Whenever we jammed, and then he was recording the vocals, and I was like, oh my.
What was Dan writing about? What was causing the dark lyrics?
I don't think it was any particular, you know, event or instance. It was more just like, you know, thinking about how someone like himself fits into the world, and imagining some sort of darkness behind, you know, everyday living. I'm doing a horrible job of paraphrasing what he's talking about.
That sounds pretty good to me. And I noticed the Pop Echo on their website has a the graphic that's the cover for the album is pretty funny. Who did the drawing?
Well, that was our friend Ted in Montreal. We grew up with him in Edmonton, and he did all these sort of funny caricatures of band members. And we were originally going to include all four of them on the cover, but decided to go with just the picture of Connor. And I think that's probably a good choice, because the drawing of me makes me look like I've gained about 300 pounds and have severe mental problems. So,
yeah, that's probably not a good thing to put on your cover then.
Probably good.
Cool. Do you guys have copies of the record yet? Have you seen it?
I believe we've seen one copy, so okay. we know it's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
And once we get more copies, we'll definitely try to get those out there. We're looking to sell a million copies of this album.
Good, platinum.
Yeah.
That's platinum, I believe.
So, I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
Think
it's
gotta, big.
Good to have goals. Are you going to have copies at your album release party tomorrow night?
We should.
That's true.
to be honest, the negotiations with the label have been somewhat complicated, and they've been ongoing for a year, so I kind of decided to just stay out and hopefully not get stressed out about it.
Yeah, you're a musician. You're focusing on the music.
Exactly.
Let the music do the talking, not business. So what can people expect if they make it down to the Princeton tomorrow night?
Well, I'm not really sure exactly, but if they want to come to a funny dive bar right beside the docks, that I actually haven't been to, but it seems to have sort of an Alberta vibe to it, an Alberta working class bar. If people are into that vibe, then I would say definitely come down. They might even get to hear a few guitar solos.
It's not gussied up like some of the other dive bars that have been like turned into music venues. I think it still remained very truly like a. It feels very authentic still. I watched the Olympic hockey gold game there last year during the Olympics.
Oh, okay,
it was a very exciting place to watch that. But I haven't seen a show there yet, so I'm
yeah.
Excited.
Well, a friend of mine was there for a show, and he said one of the regulars was so drunk he peed his pants. Now, I don't know if that's true, but those are the kind of rumors circulating about the Princeton.
Right. And do you know anything about Jubilee or Hard Feelings, the bands that are opening for supporting you?
I don't know Jubilee, but Hard Feelings are awesome. We played with them a couple times, basically just a rock and good time. We actually did a show with them in Lethbridge, Alberta, a couple years ago when we were touring to promote our EP, and it was kind of weird because it was sort of at this pizza parlor that sometimes does shows, and I think there were maybe 10 Lethbridge regulars watching us, and they would clap politely after every song.
Well, that's nice of them. Speaking of tours and that kind of thing, after the show, do you have any plans to take the show on the road?
Yeah, we've actually been booking dates, and we're planning to go to Montreal and back.
Oh, cool.
The week after the show, and because of schedules, we've only got about 13 days to do it, so...
Whoa, that's going to be intense.
We basically will have enough time in Montreal to play a couple songs, grab a smoked meat sandwich, and then turn around and come back.
Well, you know, you're living the life, you know. That's all good. Cool. Well, thanks so much for calling, Jeff.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, but if I think of something, I'll call back.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I'll be sure to let you know.
Okay, cool. So you recommended we play The Dark. That's the first single off the new album.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So let's give that a listen. Here is The Dark from the brand new Peace album, My Face. There we go. Okay, here we go.
Heart-shaped ass.
Nice piece. I like it. Thanks so much again to Jeff for calling in, and make sure you get down to the Princeton tomorrow night for a very hot show. It should be great. I love Slow Children. It's an amazing EP, and I'm sure this album is going to be just as good. Let me get this mic turned correctly. There we go. Lots, so many shows happening this weekend. It is ridiculous. Tonight, though, State Radio is playing at the Biltmore. Tomorrow night, Friday, Akron Family is at the Biltmore. Peace are playing with Hard Feelings and Jubilee at the Princeton. Whip of the UFO, Roll Mock, and Kidnapped Kids are at the Zoo Shop. That's actually Student Teacher. That's part of a two-night Geographing Records showcase. That's the first night. The next night, who is it? It is... I wish I could. The next night, Korean Gut Dad, which is Crystal Dorval from My Friend Wallace, Little Jungles, and Watermelon, are going to be playing at the Lion's Den. And you can get a pass to both of those shows for $10 What a deal. Otherwise, it's 13. Regardless, very good deal. And go support Geographing Records. Also on Saturday night, Ebsen and the Witch are playing with Juliana Barwick at the Waldorf. The Shilohs are playing with Bummer High, High Drops, and Harsh Words at 360 Glen Drive. Louise Burns is playing with Mode Modern, Petroleum Byproduct, and T. Nile at the Wise Hall. On Sunday night, David Choi is at Venue. Telekinesis is at the Media Club. On Monday night, Toro E. Moy is at the Biltmore. Next Tuesday, Sharon Van Etten is at the Media Club. And Acid Mother's Temple are at the Biltmore. Other shows, March 31st, Davila 666 from Puerto Rico are coming up to play at the Railway. They're playing with Dead Ghost and Beelines. That same night, Mount Kimball is playing with Babe Rainbow and No Gold at the Biltmore. And April 2nd, Soft Moon are playing with Cosmetics. That's an early show. And April 7th, I am awesome. Gene's Wilder from San Diego are playing with Dirty Beaches and Watermelon. All right. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Let's give a listen to some Blank Dogs. This is their new single, this is from a new collection of singles, Keeping All the Time. It's a collection, a compilation of songs from the last few years. Yeah. Okay, let's just listen to that. And then we're going to hear a band called Mean Wind. They have a song on a tape compilation from Halifax and then some makeup videotape. I'll explain this all later, but let's just listen to some more music. Here are Blank Dogs.
We know.
That was Makeup Videotape from their new EP, Ying Yang, out on Unfamiliar now. Before that, we heard a song from a compilation called the Khyber Compilation. My understanding is that the Khyber is a great rock club in Halifax, and so they've put out a tape compilation of a bunch of Halifax bands, and it, from what I've heard, it's awesome. That was Mean Wind, Down for the Count. Weird Canada recently voted best website in best music website in Canada by the listeners of CBC Radio 3. Had a review up and had a bunch of songs, and yeah, definitely get over to Weird Canada regardless. It's the best website in Canada, I would say, too. And it also has all sorts of great things, and you can make discoveries like the Khyber compilation that I'd never hear about otherwise. And at the top, we heard Blank Dogs, their song Keeping All the Time. So we're going to hear a song by a band called Friends. It's called Friend Crush, and I'd like to send it out to all my pals. This song goes out to you because you're my friends, and I want to do something nice on the weekend. And then we're going to hear The Weeknd, which is a new... a couple of producers from Toronto have a mixtape out. It's called House of Balloons. So we're going to hear the song What You Need, and then some Ostra, also from Toronto. But before we do any of that, if you want to get down to the Princeton tomorrow and get into the Peace Show for free, give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBCCITR, and there's a pair of tickets up for grabs, courtesy of Beetroot and Claire at Beetroot. So if you call in, you can get a pair of tickets to see Peace with Hard Feelings and Jubilee tomorrow. 604-822-2487. Give me a call. And while you're doing that, listen to Friends. Here we go. This is Friends with Friend Crush.
Thank you.
Right. That was Ostra from her debut album, Feel It Break, the song Lose It. Indeed. Before that, we heard The Weeknd from their mixtape, House of Balloons. That was the song What You Need. And that mixtape is very easy to find on the internet and very good. Definitely worth downloading. Fans of Beach House will want to check out track 8. A very inventive Beach House sample. I like it. And at the top, we heard Friends with the song Friend Crush. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, State Radio, Friday, Akron Family and Delicate Steve. The 26th, the early show is Parlatones, and the late show is Glory Days. On Monday, the 28th, Toro y Moi is playing with Braids and Teen Days. Whew, quite a bill. On Tuesday, Acid Mother's Temple. On Wednesday, Odeth and the Strange Boys. And next Thursday, Mount Kimball, Babe Rainbow, and No Gold. That is a hell of a week, Biltmore. Congratulations. Good job. Okay, we've got 10 minutes left. Crystal Swells, local band, played last night at the Waldorf as a part of a new CITR monthly night that's hopefully going to be happening there. They were so effing loud. They were too loud. I couldn't take it. I didn't have earplugs. It was mental. But they were so good. They were still great. So we're going to hear their song Skinny Jeans. And then after that, their rivals, the Crystal Stilts. They're not rivals, but they have crystals in their name. Crystal Stilts with their new single, Through the Floor. Let's start with Crystal Swells. Here is Skinny Jeans. We'll be right back. right. That was Crystal Stilts from their song Through the Floor. And before that, we heard Crystal Swells with their song Skinny Jeans. Great stuff, you two. Stay tuned to CITR. Upcoming up next, Tim with We All Fall Down. Tim, sorry I didn't play your show promo. I ran out of time. After that, Robin with Ink Studs. It's going to be great. Then Yukiko with Japanese Music Quest and Mariev with French Connection. Great afternoon of programming here on CITR Radio. And later on tonight, the CITR AGM. Very exciting. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can see what I played at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com, the show blog. Thanks again to Jeff for calling in for the Peace interview. Make sure to check his band out, Peace, tomorrow night at the Princeton Pub. Thanks to Claire for setting that up. And thanks to Casey and Joe for calling in. Thanks to everyone for listening. Just lots of thank yous. I'm just so thankful, so grateful. I was gonna close things out with Bill Callahan because the first song from his new album's come out and it's great. But I'm out of time, so I'm gonna play The Kills instead. Still very good. This is from their new album Blood Pressures. This is the song DNA. Let's go Kills. And see you next Thursday. Bye.
Custard pie me now. True, I had my chance. True, 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 I had those wild charms for you. And oh, my fire burned the mount. But we